This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have today's stories coming up. Listen, learn, profit. That's the theme of the upcoming Farm Futures Business Summit scheduled for January 24th and 25th in Iowa City. You'll learn if you attend, producers, from the industry's best experienced farm management and marketing authorities, and from panels of successful and innovative farmers. Yeah, it's another challenging year, it appears, in the ag economy, and this Farm Futures Summit should help you get revved up for it, giving you ideas you can take home and put into action on your farm. Farmers and ranchers from all over the country attend this skill-building conference to sharpen their business skills and to network with farmers and ranchers from all over the country, some of the best farmers on the planet. You can get signed up by going to the website farmfuturessummit.com. January 24th and 25th, Iowa City, Iowa, farmfuturessummit.com. When the date rolls around each year, I can't help but think of what happened that day, January 4th, 1980. Like many of you with some major historical event, that afternoon, January 4th, 39 years ago, is indelibly etched in my mind because I remember seeing the bulletin as it came across the news wires of the action taken by the White House. I remember delivering that news, and farmers were stunned at what they heard. To my recollection, it hadn't even been rumored that then-President Jimmy Carter, the only president in recent history with firm farm roots, would embargo the sales of our grain to the old Soviet Union. Grain sales had ballooned as our Cold War enemy, the USSR, a nation spanning a dozen time zones, with missiles aimed at us and we had missiles aimed at them, desperately needed our grain. With a shortfall of grain to feed the people of its far-flung nation, we saw the images of the long bread lines and heard the stories of the Russians unable to get enough food. But our old foe had invaded Afghanistan. So the president decided not only would we not send our athletes to the Winter Olympic Games that the U.S. would host that very next month, but that our nation should halt sales of grain. And with that decision, our share of the Russian grain market went from 55% to zero. Our competitors in Canada, Australia, Argentina stepped up to the plate and enjoyed robust grain sales in that void. It was one factor, but a very major factor, in the debacle of the ag economy of the 80s. Now, four decades later, we ponder the effect of the lost market share because of yet another decision made by the White House. Donald Trump's decision to wage a trade war with the U.S. farmers' biggest overseas customer has sent shockwaves out along the countryside, somewhat similar to that Carter decision of January 4th, 1980. Once more, competing farmers have been the benefactors of what became, for much of last year, a de facto embargo, as the Chinese retaliated with punitive tariffs on stuff we sell to China, including especially soybeans, but also pork and other agriculture products. It causes us to ponder about the long-term effect if this is lost market share forever, perhaps, that the soybean farmers of the U.S. will never get back. The trade lunacy, it seems, has been bipartisan. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.